Hey there, if you enjoy Alt Latino, you're really going to love NPR's Planet Money. It's full of funny, insightful stories about how the world works on the economic side of things. Stuff like how to steal a million barrels of oil. Find Planet Money now at npr.org/podcast or on the NPR One app. Let's follow the parade, Jasmine.
I feel like I'm in a South American carnaval, and people are just dancing around and drinking a cold beer.
Well, Jasmine, we have been transported to the streets of Chile, courtesy of the band Chico Trujillo, and this is carnaval music from their new album, La Reina de Todas las Fiestas.
Morena, si no me quiere, déjame vivir mi vida. Que yo me busco otro amor y todo lo tuyo se olvida. Y que fue pa' quererme.
Y me vas a querer.
Y fue pa' quererme.
Y me vas a querer.
Si es que pensaste otra cosa, te diré que no me importa. Lo que hago es buscarme otra de las voces que me tocan. Y fue pa' quererme. Si quieres seguir, seguimos, o si no me da lo mismo. Y que fue pa' quererme.
Si me vas a querer.
Y fue pa' quererme.
Si me vas a querer.
Si acaso siento dolores mientras consigo otra chica, porque el guayabo de amores con otro nuevo se quita. Y que fue pa' quererme.
That track was called Mal Geniosa from Chico Trujillo.
And mal genio in Spanish means like, how do you, like, just like a, maybe we should throw this out to our listeners, how to translate mal genio. To me, I would translate mal genio as like someone who's just always in a bad mood, who's difficult, who's like moody and not someone you want to hang out with. Definitely not, like he's saying, you know, you know what? I don't really need this in my life.
This album is great from beginning to end. And what they've done is, you know, they've been around for a while. I think they have about 6 albums under their belt now. It started out as a ska punk band that played cumbia on the side.
Yeah. Okay.
So they are now a full-time cumbia band. But what they do, as we've talked about here on the show, is that they take cumbia from all different parts of Latin America and they mix it into their own sound. On this album, they recorded in Chile, they recorded in Mexico and Argentina, and a lot of collaborations with people who play traditional cumbia as well as contemporary stuff, including your pals Rebel Diaz.
Nice.
A rap duo from New York City. So they
who
have
are
a,
also Chilean. Yeah.
So they have a lot
it's a Chilean
of...
Chilean connection.
There you go. So it's a great, great album. Again, the album's called Cumbia Chilombiana. It's going to be released on June 23rd. Okay, we're going to keep a tradition on. I've got a great new album that came in. It's called The Three Friends From Where the Clouds Descend. That's the name of the album.
Hmm.
The name of the artist, Los Tres Amigos de Snuquivo. Mixtec.
Snuquivo.
Snuquivo. It's a small town near in the state of Oaxaca in Mexico. And
wow.
These are three Mixtec musicians who now live in California. They put together a very, very traditional album. And I'll tell you about the label in a second. This track is called Yayuku Cuita, and it's a song giving homage to a medicinal herb called Yuku Cuita. This album, like I said, is called The Three Friends From Where the Clouds Descend. And that would be Snuquivo, which means Where the Clouds Descend in Mixtec. This is from a label called the Little Village Foundation. It's run by a guy named Jim Pugh. He started looking for new music, what he called musicians who are outside of the mainstream or even outside of the alternative world. These three gentlemen are agricultural workers from Central California, the Central California coast. They do things like pick strawberries and stuff like that and from that part of the country. But they also happen to be these musicians who play traditional music. We're going to completely change the mood and the atmosphere with your pick next.
Next up, I have something from Neon Indian. And it's... I want to tell you more about this band. Basically, all my song picks this week are kind of like a voyage to a very relaxing heavenly island. And I'm thinking of making a mixtape soon.
For
a voyage.
Here we go.
For a totally relaxing trip. This is the song Annie, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the band and its new album when we listen to it.
Can't find you, the game is gone too far.
I figured out that what makes it such a throwback is these guys, they're so accurate in recreating the sound of the instruments of the 80s. It's all the instruments, the rhythm instruments, the keyboard stuff, the drum machines, how all of that stuff is created in the studio and manufactured. That's why it sounds like the 80s stuff.
It sounds like summer.
It does.
It sounds like summer. Also, you know what I was thinking? I realized the other day, I was listening to this song, Jesse's Girl. Remember that song?
Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I
wish
can't.
That I I'm had Jesse's Girl.
I'm embarrassed that I know that.
Listen, so, but I realized I really like songs that tell a story that is clearly very personal, right? Because I feel like there's all this pop that's like, you're so hot and... You know, like, you're so sexy, I want to take your clothing off. And it could be for anyone. And it might not even be very meaningful. Like these guys, Neon Indian, who are talking about a woman, Annie, who just is not answering the phone and there's an investigation going on. And there's obviously, like, it's a very, like, it's a story. There's a story there. I don't know. I like that kind of pop.
It is, as you say, a very mellow introduction to this next segment of music. We have one of our favorites, Chancha Via Circuito, coming up next.
Sueño en Paraguay, remixed by El Búho, so a dream in Paraguay. And I think, like all of Chancha Circuito, who is a DJ from Argentina, all of his music, it just feels very dreamlike and like falling asleep on a train and then you wake up in some remote location.
Thank you.
Take a break from the music just for a second to remind you to check out NPR's World of Podcasts at npr.org/podcast, where you can hear things like Alt Latino, as well as the funny and entertaining Planet Money podcast. Again, npr.org/podcast or on the NPR One app. Chancha Villa Circuito can do no wrong here on Alt Latino. We're both big fans.
You know, he is so good at synthesizing the sounds that we grew up with as South Americans. I think there was a really interesting period of time in Argentina in which I felt like a lot of the sounds were imported from Europe and from the U.S., and they didn't really match our realities. I think there's a great movement happening right now of musicians that are digesting and processing the sounds that surround us. For example, Chancha Villa Circuito's story, he's a DJ who comes from the countryside, like the outskirts of Buenos Aires. And so he would go spin records at this posh club. And he would take this enormous and very long old train to get into the city. And he'd fall asleep on the train. You know, and it's this train where you get a lot of like salesmen walking by selling cumbia records. And you hear the wheels of the train like, shh, shh, shh. And his records, to me, sound like falling asleep on a train in Buenos Aires and all the noises that happen in between. Just a beautiful way to digest the city and its many sounds.
Well, let's continue that mellow vibe even more.
I'm very curious about what you think about our next band. This is a band from Spain that goes very fluidly between, you know, rock and punk. And we've heard a lot of Spanish punk here. It's very raw, very rough, you know, lots of yelling and yelping. And in this next track, as in a lot of the tracks they experiment with, they're doing something a lot more cinematic and polished, but the vocals are still very raw. This is the band Le Parody.
Yeah, right.
And this is the song Saetas en el Aire.
What kind of cinema theme? Science fiction?
Bollywood. The whole Jano.
Yeah, I could hear that.
I mean,
I really like
you
this.
You liked it?
Oh my gosh. I was like in a trance.
It's very cinematic.
Oh, they did such a great job with like making it sound like otherworldly.
Yeah.
Again, it's studio stuff, but the way the rhythm track was built and where it was placed in the mix and the vocals with this, like you said, the Bollywood trill.
And I think at first the vocals caught me a little off guard because I feel like the vocals are, there's a very punk element to the vocals, like a looseness quality.
Sure.
But actually the vocals are like an instrument.
Good find. Good find. Okay, we're going to keep it mellow with something I brought in. This is another alt Latino favorite, Nova Lima. We've had them on the show. We even did a Tiny Desk concert with them once. They have a new album out. The new album is called Planetario, and it's because they have been doing so many different things with people from all over the world, in addition to their Afro-Peruvian sound that they started out with and they do so well. This track is called Quebranto from the new album Planetario.
Me diste con tu mágica sonrisa la dicha y la ilusión que había perdido. Le diste a mi corazón herido la calma y el consuelo del olvido. Ahora que tu amor curó mi herida, no puedo ya vivir sin tu cariño.
This is spectacular.
This is exactly why I love doing this show. This mixture.
There's like layers of like time.
Just spectacular. Really, really good cut.
So they're sampling a very old track.
La dicha y la ilusión que había perdido.
Now, according to an email from one of the band's founders, the archival recording is by a singer named Rosita Guzman from Peru.
With like their drumming, their percussion, which is new, but at the same time is rooted in absolutely ancient tradition.
The Afro-Peruvian cajon, the big box that they sit on.
With electronic beats of the future.
Of the future, right.
So it's like this like three-layered cake of time.
Great track, Quebranto. The album is called Planetario. The group is Nova Lima.
These guys, just everything they do blows it further out of the park.
And we're going to finish this show with another band that we really love.
Ibeyi, another group that is doing these like multi-layered time cakes, reimagining very traditional music. Ibegi does a lot of stuff with the Yoruba tradition, Afro-Caribbean percussion. They themselves are French-Cuban, and they mix it with a lot of electronica. And they are not just amazing. When I've gone to see them live, it's just an out-of-body experience. And then when they get remixed by a really good DJ, like Burning Earth Distortion, it's just on another level. So let's check this out. This is the song Oya, Burning Earth Distortion Remix. Even if I feel the sun on my skin every day, if I don't feel you, even if I see the most beautiful things up in the sky, if I don't see you, take me.
I feel very bad talking over this track, but we do have to remind listeners that you can hear this track and the rest of the songs we played on our show today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're a once-a-week podcast, but the conversation always keeps on going Monday through Monday on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino.
We're going to finish the show hearing the rest of this track. Again, the great Cuban duo, Ibegi, the Oya remix. This has been Alt Latino.